My wife and I just visited her father, and we were driving on this busy interstate that's right near a large city, and suddenly everyone was coming to a complete stop, and we immediately thought, oh, there's got to be an accident or maybe construction. Well, my wife was driving, and as we inch along, we see that there's a roadblock ahead that was stopping everything. A man with a hard hat stuck his head in the window and began asking questions. Where did you begin your journey today? How long have you been driving? Where are you headed? My wife said, what's this for? He replied, oh, we're just taking a survey here to see if we need to widen the road. So, they're stopping the busiest highway in the area to do a survey as the traffic is backing up behind us. Really? My wife then notices this video camera filming the conversation with Mr. Hard Hat and a woman with a microphone in her hand, and she saw the letters on the microphone. We've got a TV anchor woman here. Yeah, and suddenly my wife began to think, what any of us would think if we suddenly saw a TV camera filming us. Oh, what do I look like? Well, that morning, we had hurried to get started on a long drive, so no makeup, no hair grooming, kind of crummy travel clothes. As we pulled away, my wife pulled down the visor mirror, and she said, is this what they saw? Well, you never know when folks are going to be seeing you. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about nothing to hide. So here's our word for today from the Word of God, from chapter 3 in John, beginning at verse 19. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been through God. Now, this verse makes me think about people who have one of life's great freedoms. Nothing to hide. I'm living in the light. I don't care what's exposed. Roll the film. Roll the tape. I don't fear discovery. Boy, that's a great way to live, isn't it? I mean, you never know when someone will be watching, as my wife discovered on that busy interstate that day. You can be sure that God's tape is rolling on every conversation you have, no matter how secret you might think it is. His camera's rolling on every activity, no matter how alone you may think you are. And usually people find that out, too. The Bible says, be sure your sin will find you out. It's often not right away, but at a later time when the disclosure can do the greatest damage to your family, your ministry, or your representation of Christ. It's a good idea to never leave home without making sure you look okay inside. Each new day, why don't we deal with the attitudes that we don't want recorded that day? The compromises, the selfish way we get things done, the immoral thoughts. See, repentance is what makes you a camera-ready person who's got nothing to hide. Hey, I've confessed it to Jesus. I've let him clean me up today. And repentance, honestly, should be a regular part of getting dressed spiritually every morning. Just feels so good to know that you can welcome the light. You don't need to hide in a dark corner because somebody might find out. Maybe God's using our visit today to speak to you about that dark secret. Would you listen to his voice? It's not mine. It's his. By the way, the Bible says that when Jesus comes and when we stand before him, that all men's secrets will be revealed and will be judged based on the things that were in the dark. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have all that erased from God's book, forgiven, so you'd never meet them on Judgment Day? Well, there's one man who can do that, the man who died to make that happen. That's Jesus. And the day you say, Jesus, I'm yours, that's the day every sin of your life is forgiven forever. And I'd love to help you know how to make that happen. Would you visit our website? It's anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. The cameras are rolling in heaven and are rolling on earth, in public, in private. So let Jesus give you a picture that you can be proud of.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.